Your hands, shake off all that stuff that's happened this morning. Shake off all that stuff that's happened last week. We've come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who's worthy to be praised. Amen. He's brought you this far, and he's not going to let you go now. Amen. Hallelujah. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. Everything that's going on is in here. Take it home and put it on your refrigerator and just glance at it every once in a while so you don't forget anything. All of us are busy, and so just look and see what's going on. We want to welcome Bill and Joanne this morning. Glad to have you all in the house. Looking forward to the word that Brother Bill has for us this morning. The Bible tells us we need this in the time in which we're living right now. Amen. Thank God we don't have to depend on the government system. Amen. But we are a kingdom people. Living out the kingdom of God on the earth now. Is anybody out there? The Bible tells us God, the refuge of his people. God is our refuge and strength. Mighty and impenetrable. A very present help. A right now help. Now faith is. A very present help and well-proved help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake and slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its roaring, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. God will help us when the morning dawns. The nations make an uproar. The kingdoms totter and were moved. He raised his voice and the earth melted. We've got everybody wanting to do their own thing. Just whatever you feel like doing, you just do it. We have a God that says he will lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, our refuge, and our high tower. He has got you surrounded on every side. Amen. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations and wonders in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow into pieces and snaps the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still, know, recognize, and understand I am. I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. God's not had his final say yet, church. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of God, the Lord of Jacob is our stronghold. And as I was reading that this morning, this is what I heard the Lord say. Do come and listen to me, says the Lord. There is a safe place in me, a place that I will bring comfort to you in the times of distress. As you look out where you are, at times you may be tempted to say, but God, where are you at in all this confusion? Know of a surety, I'm not the author of that confusion. And as you speak my word, I will bring peace and understanding. And I ask you to worship me where you are at. Don't allow what is going on to be your present truth. Don't allow what is going on to be your present truth. Glory to God. For truth can only be found in my word. This is a sure thing. This is a settled word, church. Amen. For truth can only be found in my word. Search my word. Don't be satisfied with just coming on church on Sunday morning and hearing the preacher. Get into that word for yourself, and the Holy Ghost will reveal the truth to you. Amen? Search my word, for it is through my word you will understand my nature. Now, I don't know about you, but I think God's got a bad rap over time. You know, amen? Search my word, for it is through my word you will understand my nature. And when you begin to understand the nature of God, his nature is love, kindness, and hope, and peace. He says, I'm not out to get you. He said, tell the people that I'm not out to get them. God is not out to get you this morning. Amen? But to restore you, to bring hope to you, to bring healing to you. So rest in my grace. What my grace that is sufficient for you in every situation. The same grace that saved you is the same grace that keeps you. Amen? Laverne texted me a few months ago in the midst of going everything she was going through, and she said, there is grace for every place. And I wrote that down, and I thought, my goodness. And I just been getting revelation after that. The same grace that saved your church is the same grace that will keep you in every situation in your life. And just like Zerubbabel did, when you stand before that mound or that situation or that bad doctor's report or that financial crisis, speak grace to it. Because it's already a done deal. His word is already settled for you. Amen? So just begin to speak grace to that sickness. Grace to that financial situation. Grace to that lost child. They have no choice but to come home. Hallelujah. Bill, get ready. The preaching anointing's up here this morning. Amen? Glory to God. Welcome this morning. Open your hearts up and receive the worship this morning as we come into God's throne room and worship Him. He is the answer to every problem and every situation you have, church. Amen.
Well, let me just tell you something. Because I'm telling you, God is good. And he comes in right on time, even when you think, gosh, it's taking forever. But I'm telling you, Friday, which you know, my sister and all her family is living with me right now. But, and my niece, Brittany, she's been going through a lot of problems. But she was in the shower, and God actually spoke to her, and she was scared to death. Well, she just jumped right out of that shower and got dressed and came out and was talking to me and saying, and she was like, oh my gosh. And he told her a scripture, Philippians 4:13, and she don't even know it. And the voice told her, well, read it. So she's like, well, I guess I need to. I said, well, I'll tell you what it says, and then we'll read it. So that's what we did. And we talked a little bit. And I just want to tell you, Brittany got saved Friday night. That's awesome. I am so proud. And of course, the devil's right there to take it away because she was going to be here today, but her son is sick, and they were going to take him to the emergency room. But I told her, I said, it's all good. God's got it. It's just the devil coming after you. You're going to be here next week. It's all good.
My battery, no, you go. Last Sunday, the mother that stood up in front of her church family and looked at her daughter and said, I want to apologize to you because I have told you and I want you to forgive me. That's the daughter that got saved. Sometimes the first step is with you when you go to the situation and said, I'm sorry, I did this. And next thing you know, her daughter's getting saved. Amen?
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Ain't that awesome?
Amen.
Woo. Yeah. Woo. Can you imagine how Philip felt when the good Lord asked him to go talk to Saul? I don't know if I would have wanted that job. And he even protested a little bit in Scripture, if memory served me correctly. I believe he protested a little bit and asked God why. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this right here. I read on. And no need to put off leading someone to Christ. Amen. Don't wait. I mean, if we're standing in the middle of the street and they're ready to accept the Lord, we need to do it then. We don't need to wait. We need to do it right then. And don't think that we are not good enough to lead people to the Lord, because we are. We are destined to do that. Amen.
That makes me think of something else. Because I was talking to Brittany, and she did ask, well, you know, how do you get saved and all this? And now, I've been in church like for a million years, it feels like. And so I know all this stuff. But then I hear in the back of my mind, well, do you really know how to pray? You know, you always hear the sinner's prayer and all this. And I'm like, well, I don't remember the specific prayer. I do remember what it's supposed to be about. And then I just said, devil, leave me alone. We've got to get this done.
Amen. So don't put it off. Let's do it right then and there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. We'll be right back.
We've waited for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking desire, will burn our hearts with truth.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Wanna see you open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, healing every part of our brain.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our brain. Now open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our brain.
Open up the heavens, we
Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. That's a good way to start today. Amen.
Amen.
I like that part that says, show us your glory. Sing it, girls.
Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Come on, church. Everybody sing it. Come on. Come on now.
Show us your glory.
There's someone in here that is supposed to speak to someone about leading someone to the Lord, and you're afraid to do that, y'all go ahead. Don't be afraid. God will guide you. The good Lord will handle it. You just be the vessel, okay? God's got your back. He'll take care of that. So I don't know why it's so impressed on me to say this, but look, God's got your back. If he'll use somebody like me, I know good and well, he's got y'all's back as well as he does mine. Amen. So y'all just take heed to that. Okay, y'all go ahead, guys. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. One more time. I kind of like it's almost there.
Every praise
to my God,
to our God.
Every word of worship,
with
one accord. Every praise to our God.
Is to our God.
Oh, come on, you watch out, have to sing it. Sing hallelujah
to my God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every praise.
Is to our God.
Now you got the word, and let's take it up one more time. Now, every praise
to our God.
Is to our God. Every word of
worship, every heart of worship,
with one accord. Sing every praise
to our God. Is to our God.
I like the way you say this. Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
To our God.
Every praise.
Is to our God.
We need to take it up one more time right here. Now every praise.
To our God. Is to our God.
Every word of worship, with one accord. Sing every praise.
To our God. Is to our God.
Yes, I sing it like it.
Sing hallelujah.
You are God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah. You are God.
Is to our God.
Sing every praise.
Every praise.
To our God. And I really like the way it sings like it. It goes. Yeah.
every praise
to my God.
Oh, let's go back and sing this right here.
Say, God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer.
Lord. Woo. You know, it's interesting that God would take a person to pull him from the muck and the mire, and then he learns to be obedient, and once he's done the things of God, all the which he was laying in seems to just be swept away. Ain't that awesome? Ain't that awesome? I mean, I look at Ricardo Hughes. Couldn't get no worse than him. Well, you may could have, but I couldn't. I ain't seen nobody yet. And the next thing you know, he gets saved. I got what's called jailhouse religion. I'm gonna tell you what, if that's what it is, I want some everybody go to jail and get what I got. Amen. Because I know some people need it, sit in church every day. But anyway. Well, that's just the truth. I go a lot of places, and our truth is the truth. But with that being said, I come from the Maury clay to being loved by people that's always loved me, but they didn't want to hug me to get that clay on them. Amen. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I serve a God that's a good God. And speaking of clay, I had a little stuff on me yesterday, and there's a certain minister in the house. He didn't want to hug me yesterday for some odd reason. but anyway, I love the Lord. I've learned that we all are called. I know that when we are obedient, we get things placed in front of us. And the more obedient we are, the more things are coming. You can believe that. It's on. You can believe that. So you just take God by the hand, and he'll show you things that you never believed possible here. And let me say this. There's no greater feeling in this world than to speak with someone about a problem you have no knowledge about. And you can give them advice using scripture. And the next time they see you, they got this big smile on their face. Thank you. Thank you. That's the most awesome feeling in this world. And all you did, and I'm serious, and all you did was use scripture to deal with something in their life. Amen? God is good, guys. So, lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare let the love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Yeah.
There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy.
Talking about what, how people sometimes they want to be around you or whatever, what you pass on. I've been watching Westerns a lot. Mr. Jesse's been watching Western Channel all the time. Saw an old movie I hadn't seen. He's talking about the bad apple and you just throw it out. And the guy was talking to him. He said, no, well, people aren't like apples. And you don't throw them away. And they can change. But you talking about people not want to be around you. People are like mirrors. And you get back, what you send out is what you'll get back. And what you receive, when somebody treats you well, you pass that along. And when you pass that along to somebody else, and they, especially when they're not expecting it, they carry it on. And it all pays back. We interact with each other, friends, strangers, whatever, more than we ever know. It might be the simple thing that somebody said to you that day or anything. It's like the old movie, It's a Wonderful Life. You take that one person away, they change several lives. And because you happen to be at Wally World, where you love to be, you never know with the right person what you told them. And maybe instead of kicking their cat that day, maybe you were the one who picked them up and petted that cat, and they passed it on.
That's a good word. word right there, amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that what's I read in the bulletin? What was that? Grace and what?
It's grace and gratitude.
Hey, grace and something else in the bulletin I read. Grace and gratitude, that's right. Oh, hallelujah. And there's nothing wrong with being thankful for everything. You know, I hear a lot about the rain. Well, nothing we can do about it. Nothing we can do about it except stand there and watch it fall. But you know what? It can be a positive thing. Look how green it is out there. Look how much hay these farmers got. Look how much many beans is on a soy plant. Look how much corn is in the fields. Amen? So there's a lot of positives to all the rain we have too. Amen? So anyway, let me hush. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But right now, it's time to take up our offering. Amen?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for the offering today. And I thank you for the givers today, Lord God. You know, Lord God, without my saying that, and I know that you'll open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing. And I know that's coming too. And I just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us. Lives in us.
He lives in us.
Lives in us.
We have hope that his promises are true. His strength, there is nothing we can do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us. Lives in us. He lives in us. Lives in us.
Now greater is he that is living. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here.
there's somebody in the church today and you need to speak to your circumstances. And you do that, but not only do you just look the devil right in the face and you go, greater is he, come on, that is living in me.
He's conquered our enemies.
Come on.
Oh, no power of darkness, no weapon prevails. We stand here in victory.
Come on, do it again. Say it again. Come on.
Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies.
Saying is you use more muscle to frown than you do smile. So why don't we be more positive than negative? I can see a better outcome if we be positive than if we walk around here negative, because negativity keeps a chip on your shoulder. You want to kick everything to get you in your way. Positivity make you want to reach and hug somebody. And you know, I think life is a little bit better. I know I get a lot more fun out of hugging my wife when we're happy than when we go through some of that negative stuff. Amen. That's exactly right. So God is good. Amen. And all the time, God is good. You know, I've not been here for a couple of Sundays. And every now and again, I like singing this next song we're going to do. I think this song right here is my song. Amen. And this has been my song ever since we learned this song. Amen. Go ahead, guys. Hallelujah. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? I kind of like this. Yes. Good news of great joy for every woman, every man. In Bethlehem,
come and worship, do not be afraid.
A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those of whom his favor reigns.
Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh no,
my soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me.
Oh yeah, it's feeling good this morning.
Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne, let every nation under heaven
come and worship.
ship. Do not be afraid.
Say, my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me. My soul, magnify the Lord, my soul. Oh, David's strong, and his name shall be from this day on.
Wonderful Counselor,
and his name shall be
Everlasting Father.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful Counselor.
He's done great things.
My soul, my
God. Oh, hallelujah.
You come over here. Stop recording, Glenn. Now you watch for my cue. And